From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A legal advocacy group says judges in Atlanta are illegally imposing sentences on poor people that require them to pay a set fine or spend time in jail. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The Southern Center for Human Rights says the Atlanta Municipal Court is imposing pay or jail sentences on the homeless, which they say violates the U.S. Constitution. The group cites at least 59 cases where judges use these kinds of sentences for crimes like drinking in public, disorderly conduct, or jaywalking. In a letter to Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and the municipal court, the Southern Center says it will seek legal action if the practice continues. Last year, the city eliminated a cash bond requirement for low-level offenders who would otherwise sit in jail if they couldn't afford bail. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Communities in West Georgia have been declared states of emergency by Governor Brian Kemp following tornadoes that battered the region on Sunday. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports from the city of Talbotton, where some of the losses were generational and shelters have opened.
Two residential areas in Talbotton were slammed by a tornado. And while some homes were ripped apart and others spun off their foundations, there were no major injuries in the town of nearly 900 people. A tangle of oak limbs blocked the path to Alan Dwyer's once two-story home in Talbotton. At 80 and with heart trouble, he was making his way through the mess with the help of neighbors to see what was left of this home built in 1850.
Well, it's been in my family. Well, I don't know. I have to sit and think a long, long time. Made it 160 years, and then Mother Nature took care of it.
Somehow left unharmed in an area of high damage, an antebellum home that appeared in the 1940 film Gone with the Wind. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Talbotton.
It's crunch time at the state capitol as lawmakers head towards crossover day. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, Thursday is do-or-die time for bills hoping to make it through the session.
Shall this bill now pass?
Lawmakers have not yet voted on several big measures like a pair of abortion bills, a proposed state takeover of Atlanta's airport, ratifying the Equal Rights Amendment, as well as several important health care proposals. The way crossover day works, if a bill does not pass the House or Senate or crossover by the end of the day Thursday, it's out of the running for the rest of the session and has to wait until next year to be considered. So you'll hear this sound a lot on Thursday as legislators hurry to vote on many bills before that deadline. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
In sports, the Atlanta Hawks lost a close game against the Miami Heat last night by just a point. The final score, 114-113. Vince Carter led the way for Atlanta, though, with 21 points, which moves him past Reggie Miller for 20th in NBA history for career points. The Hawks return home tomorrow night for a matchup against the San Antonio Spurs at 7:30.